going on, everyone? This is Ken with the Space Weekly podcast again. Every Sunday on the cast, we're going to cover weekly events happening in the space community. We're going to learn a lot about what's going on in the current day space race, who's going to the moon, who's going to Mars, who's building what, and who is creating what new technology. As the podcast goes on and you continue to listen, you will gain a comprehensive view of the space industry as a whole. You'll learn about what's going on with the government space programs and what's happening in the private sector and what new technology is being developed. I'll also throw in some interesting articles I've read that can give us a glimpse into the future of tech in space and what may be coming next. So guys, please continue to keep listening to the podcast and give it a few tries, and I guarantee you the quality will continue to improve, and we'll all learn something that can help us move towards humanity's goal of being an interplanetary species. This week on the podcast, we're going to cover some things that are going on with NASA. It's been a little bit of a slow week in terms of space news, but there was a House committee hearing this week, and some of NASA's future plans were called into question, and the lunar landing, the lunar gateway was examined. So without further ado, let's dive in. This week, on September 18th, NASA had a hearing in front of the House community on science, space, and technology. The committee was originally formed in 1958 in response to the Russian Sputnik program and is responsible for overseeing NASA and a variety of other technical programs. Now, during this hearing, there was a demonstrable rift, namely due to some members' reluctance to rely on the commercial sector for some crucial next steps in the Artemis program. The complaints of this ranged from profiteering to disagreements on overall strategy to a lack of clearly outlined decision-making. And all of this is on the heels of the panel discussion on September 11th, during which NASA officials announced that the development of the Lunar Gateway was on track. So it's kind of disheartening to see the dissent from some people overlooking NASA with regards to how the next step should be taken. So the main cause of disagreements in the hearing was an op-ed piece written by a guy named Doug Cook, who was a former NASA administrator and is a current aerospace consultant. In his piece, Cook argued that NASA shouldn't be focusing on the Lunar Gateway the way it is. They should rather be focused on more powerful launch vehicles that can reach the moon with bigger payloads more easily. This way, landers are not so overstrained and money is not wasted on the indirect approach of constructing the Lunar Gateway for smaller, less powerful launch vehicles. He also argued that this would create a more direct approach with less steps required before actually putting people on the moon. The op-ed by Cook, which was published in The Hill, opens by saying, "Apollo required three developments, the Saturn V rocket, Apollo capsule, and lunar lander, launched on a single rocket. Similar to Apollo, NASA is nearing completion on development of the first two key Artemis elements, the Space Launch System rocket and the crewed Orion capsule. The missing piece is a lunar lander. Rather than draw on the successful Apollo model, NASA is being directed to deviate as a result of three arbitrary constraints." Cook went on to argue that by not having a powerful enough lander, either in the commercial sector or from NASA, this would require a refueling at a partially constructed gateway. By refueling at the gateway, it would increase the travel distance required of the lander, thus putting a strain on the vehicle and greater risk to the mission. Cook's most damning claim was that NASA was only going this route because of pressure from commercial launch companies who required government contracts to stay afloat. Cook was also granted an opportunity to testify in front of the House committee, where he again slammed the current launch systems as not being powerful enough. This led to other committee members questioning the decision-making process of NASA and why some of these decisions were being made. Most of the questions were directed towards Ken Bowersox, who is a retired astronaut and now an acting associate administrator at NASA. He didn't really answer the questions very thoroughly, and the committee adjourned with a lot of unanswered questions. Now, currently, NASA is looking to use commercial launch vehicles for Lunar Gateway resupply missions and some other non-crewed missions, while the NASA-developed Space Launch System rocket and the Orion spacecraft are said to eventually be the tools used for a moon landing and then down the road, Mars. While the Orion spacecraft is mainly designed to carry crews to the Lunar Gateway and the lunar surface, and later on down the road will be designed to carry astronauts to Mars. Currently, the first launch of the SLS system is set to occur in 2020 or 2021, and will use an uncrewed Orion capsule to send 13 CubeSats, which are mini satellites, on a translunar injection pathway, which will basically be a lunar flyby. Artemis II will be the first crewed flight of Orion and is set to launch in 2022 or 2023, and will also do a lunar flyby tested with a manned Orion capsule and then return to Earth. The third flight and last flight of Artemis is designed to accomplish the Trump administration's goal of returning humans to the moon by 2024. It will use the stronger Block 1B launch vehicle, which has less than 100 pounds of thrust. Which Cook believes is necessary for an adequate launch vehicle versus the Block 1B with approximately 105 pounds of thrust, which, according to Cook, would be enough thrust. So this is the overarching goal of NASA currently. However, a main segment of not only returning to the moon, but establishing a presence there is the Lunar Gateway. Now, a lot of space experts are calling into question, why should the Lunar Gateway even be necessary? Why should we use it for docking and refueling less powerful launch craft when there was a spacecraft created in the 60s powerful enough to get us to the moon and back in one launch? It's a valid point, and the rebuttal to that is that the Gateway will be used as a staging point for moon missions later on. So next week I'll add in some more details to this and keep you guys updated as we go along. I'll also have some more detailed rebuttals from both sides. So that's it for this week's cast, guys. I hope you learned something from it, and like I said, please stick with the cast and give it at least a few test runs. My email address is in the show notes, so if you have any suggestions or criticisms, just shoot me an email. I've been thinking about adding in a section every week focusing on some futuristic aspect of space technology. So just let me know in the show notes, and that's it, and thank you for listening.